We have a listener who calls in once in a while. She doesn't wear a mask because she just doesn't want to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
We call her No Mask Mary.
I've heard.
She did call in not that long ago and said now she wears one because she had an incident at a store and the hassle just isn't worth it. I don't think she's complying now because she believes it's the right thing to do, but it's just not worth the hassle, I think, is where she is.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think one of the things I want to solicit later is the people in your life who don't wear them and why not and what the reasons are. Because this person, again, somebody I don't think you're going to argue with, I think he's got a darn good reason.
Okay, he's the exception to the rule.
Absolutely. And you may even feel sorry for him because he gets hassled all the time. And
Yeah. Wow. Okay. We'll what time are you doing that?
1:30.
1:30. You know, it's funny because if you live in a house with a masker and another person who's a no masker, that must be very complicated. We were talking a little while ago about Kellyanne Conway and her husband George, who now are going to sort of tone down their social media profiles to save their family, right? And I've never understood how the two of them, maybe they don't love each other anymore and we're just living together because they've got a big family. I don't understand how you can do that. I just got a text message from somebody who said that she is a Democrat and her husband is a Republican, voted for Trump. Here it is. John, I live in a divided household. I'm a Democrat and my husband, a Republican, he voted for Trump and still, capital letters, supports him. We have had horrible arguments, so we mostly avoid it completely. I think that's a hard marriage. That's a hard every single day.
If you really get ugly with each other, or it can make it exciting, I suppose. If you're just, we agree on everything, how exciting is that?
Well, I guess exciting is one way to put it.
Not if you're getting in angry arguments all the time. It's not good.
But, you know, it's like if you say, all right, you're a Republican, I'm a Democrat, or you're pro-Biden, I'm pro-Trump. But that's not it's about more than that. It's about what does that mean? It's not like I like the Cardinals and therefore I'm a baseball fan. These politicians touch so many aspects of our lives that if you don't like Donald Trump, and I really do, I don't know how you repair that marriage. You're telling me more. In other words, you're telling me about more than Donald Trump. You're telling me about you and a lot of things. And I'm telling you about me and a lot of things. I don't know how you two got married to begin with.
Well, they're both Republicans in the case of Kellyanne and her husband, George.
That
right?
is true.
He's
that
just
is true.
Not a Trump supporter Republican. He's part of that, you know, piece of the party. So I think, you know, they probably went into it thinking they're all simpatico. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, yeah. You like him?
Exactly. Exactly. And I asked you to come in not because of that, but because you had a conversation with an alderman the other day.
I did.
It was about, are people not coming downtown because of COVID or they're afraid of what's been going on the streets?
Mm-hmm. Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa came on and we really had him on to talk about something completely different, John. He was coming on to talk about defunding police and getting them out of schools. And he's a believer of both of those things. We didn't even really get to his thoughts about that because he mentioned that people who think that it's that the violence or the looting in the Michigan Avenue or the downtown retail restaurant district is all pandemic related, the fact that those businesses are not doing well. And he felt that there's just a broken window or two and that anyone who is not coming downtown because of crime or violence or this just the sense that there's restlessness in the city is hysterical, the words he used.
But they may be hysterical. Does he believe that that's why they're not coming down?
He doesn't think that that's even an issue. He thinks, oh, come on, it's all drama. That's drama. No one's making decisions to not come downtown because... And I don't think I'm exaggerating his point of view here. He said it many times, and we played his audio several times on my show. He said that people just are not coming downtown because of the pandemic, and they're just not shopping. But that the crime, the looting, the sort of all that stuff isn't a factor.
That dude needs to get out. Like, he may be out in his district, but that's not the point. Go to Joliet and ask people in Joliet why you're not coming up to Stevenson. I guarantee you that's a factor.
I believe it is. You know, we work downtown, right, John? We're near Michigan Avenue all the time. I walk it. I live not far away. It's empty, right? And I've talked to folks along the stretch. I made a point to even after the Alderman Rosa and I spoke, because I thought, well, how could we be this far apart on this issue? It isn't just a broken window or two. That is just factually not true. You walk up Michigan Avenue and you see loads of boarded up businesses.
You know what I saw today, if I may? Mm-hmm. Some of the plywood walls and windows and doors now, they spray paint on there, "We are open." right? That, like, I walked by a market today, or rode my bike by one, and it's, I'm like, oh, another boarded up store. Mm-hmm. We are open. You can't see in. It looks foreboding, right? But you could open that door and peek in, and it's right. A store, and maybe you have the courage to go in. But mostly, you're not going to go in.
Well, I've heard of retail stores even preemptively boarding up because they don't want to be shattered. So they think, well, let's just go ahead and board up and maybe that'll help save us. I also, you know, I went and talked to a server at a restaurant just off Michigan Avenue. He said a weekend ago they decided not to come in for the whole weekend. They shut down their restaurant for the entire weekend because they were concerned about servers coming and going on public transportation late at night, and they thought there might be unrest and... So for the interests of safety and security. So it is impacting behaviors is my point. And you hear from listeners, I hear from people here on WGN all the time who say it's changing their minds. And that's a sad thing. I don't like to see that.
Well, if I had to rank them, and I guess, you know, it's both. COVID is the reason nobody came downtown for months and is still a reason people don't come downtown. For one thing, there's just less to do, or you got to stand in line to do it. So COVID is there. But is this violence thing in the last couple of months keeping people out? Is that the latest wave? Absolutely. You want me to do a percentage? I'd say it's right now 50-50.
I'd say it's even higher. I would say that for the violence and the looting. I just think people have choices about where they get to dine out, where they get to hang out with their family, and that downtown is suddenly not on the list for a lot of folks. And I'm sad personally about that because, again, I walk it. I'm down here all the time. I love to see these businesses survive. And I've said this on the show before. I look at those businesses as a Chicago Public Schools graduate as funding our schools. This downtown district is important to that. And I look at that as an important piece, and we want our downtown district to thrive. It is the heart of the city, and we want all neighborhoods to thrive. But let's not say that, oh, this is just where Richfield shop, and that's the only reason it matters, and who cares if there's no more Gucci?
Why would the alderman turn a blind eye to that? I don't understand that.
I'm surprised, John. I don't know, and we've invited him to come on the show again. We've invited him to walk with me on Michigan Avenue and just sort of try to understand each other's perspectives a little better about why he said it's just a boarded up bit window or two.
But it's the video. It's if you turn on TV on a weekend or a Monday morning and helicopters are flying over the downtown and they're playing on these endless loops, the violence in Chicago. By the way, one tussle with the cops on Wabash gets played 1,000 times.
Sure.
It's the same as 1,000 tussles with the cops, but it's one tussle with the cops, but it looks bad 1,000 times over. That's searing in people's minds.
That image is hard to erase, but here's another image for you. I don't know if you've walked down on Michigan Avenue around dusk or as it starts to get dark. Have you seen the police blue flashing lights on every single intersection up and down Michigan Avenue?
They're on the median strip.
Well, for me, it's a little unsettling. I don't like it. Now, maybe others, they feel more secure to see that sort of police presence. Maybe there's some research and some research somewhere that says that that's a great deterrent.
Yeah, I don't know if that sells the downtown more to, you know, like to this audience, to you, the person who thinks, I don't know if I'm going to come downtown. Lovely city. It's still the summertime. I want to get down there. Does the idea that on the median on Michigan Avenue, there are SUVs with blinking blue lights and cops sitting in there looking at their cell phones. There's horses, cops on horses just around the city.
Salt trucks.
Every intersection that you go to, the main ones on Michigan Avenue, you'll see this on Rush, Clark State. There's cops everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that encouraging or discouraging to you? Me, it's encouraging.
Okay.
You, it's discouraging.
I didn't love it. It made it feel to me, I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe I've covered too many crime scenes. So when I see the blue flashing lights, I think of a crime has happened.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just me. But to me, it was more unsettling to see those lights. I don't know.
Our news click at WGNradio.com. If you're not coming downtown, it's because of A, COVID, 15%. Concerns of violence and looting, 23%, to your point, Anna. But how about some combination of the two? And that's most of you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That.
Well, keep talking about that, and have a good show today. I'm interested to hear about this non-mask wearing person at 1:30.
Stay tuned.
Anna DeBlantis.